You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, ACC launched their Sexual Violence Prevention Initiative, an initiative that is investing $44.9 million over 4 years to establish a fit-for-purpose sexual violence primary prevention system. Of this $44.9 million, $11.7 million is being purposed for kaupapa Māori approaches. This Te Tiriti informed primary prevention system is set to consider both tauiwi and kaupapa Māori perspectives, providing long-term sustained investment to address the underlying causes of sexual violence and work to change attitudes and behaviours. ACC will begin work on the sexual violence prevention program alongside other government agencies, specialist services, providers, iwi and communities. So this morning, I spoke to Emma Powell, ACC's Chief Customer Officer, to talk about this ACC launch in more depth and gain a better understanding as to how it will help prevent sexual violence. I began by asking Emma to explain the launch in more detail.
Yeah, sure. So we just recently have announced quite a significant investment into primary prevention of sexual violence. So we're looking to invest just under $50 million over the next few years to really start to move the dial on primary prevention. Primary prevention is all about us getting as far upstream as possible and to stop violence occurring in the first place. And so we're looking to invest our money into a full range of areas to really bolster up the system. And what I mean by that is right the way through from individuals and programs that might help individuals to community mobilisation and action, as well as looking more broadly at policy, legislation, and really starting to dig into changing of social norms that can really help to promote protective factors and see, you know, much more healthy and consensual relationships.
Why has ACC invested in primary prevention as opposed to support after sexual violence has occurred?
Yeah, so we do both at ACC. We currently manage quite a high number of what we call sensitive claims. It's those people who have experienced sexual violence, sexual abuse in the course of their life, and we provide a significant amount of recovery and support services. The thing is, though, that if we continue to just do that, we don't actually start to dig into those areas where we can make a real difference. So where we start to look at those risk factors, but more importantly, the protective factors. So those things that support healthy relationships, great communication, understanding, great models of relating, support within whānau, and new and different ways of ensuring that people, right from the outset, are learning how to have those safe and healthy relationships. It's got to go beyond just the people factor, though. We have to really start looking at what's happening in our environments, what some of those ways that we might legislate to keep people safe, and ensuring that people have the tools and skills to really support one another and certainly in the community as well.
So, yeah, you've already touched on this a bit, but in more detail, what types of initiatives will ACC begin designing and implementing?
Yeah, so we've currently got some programs underway. At the moment, we invest into healthy relationships education in high school. So Mates and Dates is a program that we fund, and we're going to continue to fund that over the coming couple of years. And what we want to do with that is then start to evolve what a healthy consensual relationship education looks and feels like for young people. So that's going to see us working more not just within schools, but outside of school in the community, and ensuring that we've got coordinators and support people and the kind of infrastructure that helps to branch the things that young people are learning, and so that they can start to see and experience them in their local communities, sports organisations, other organisations, etc. as well. We also want to look quite specifically at ensuring kaupapa Māori approaches are privileged and worked through. So we know that Māori are overrepresented often in sexual violence statistics, but also that the solutions lie with Māori in terms of understanding what's going to work and how to ensure that primary prevention adoption and work in those communities is prevalent. So we are looking to invest $11.7 million immediately into kaupapa Māori approaches. Importantly, though, this is something that those communities need to design and own and deliver themselves. And so there's going to be some work to really work with those communities, iwi, hapu, and in the specialist sector in how to create what some of those look like. The other things that we're doing is to look at widespread national communications campaigns. We know that these work if they're part of a multi kind of faceted set of interventions. And so social marketing and social norms challenging is something that we're going to look to do through mass communication as well. I talked a little bit before about community mobilisation, and that's about looking within certain communities and seeing what's working already and really looking to bolster and support what happens. We know that right across New Zealand there are wonderful pockets of great prevention work happening in this space, and so it's a case of providing that additional funding and support for those things to continue. We want to see greater advocacy and leadership of primary prevention as well, and so again looking at ways in which we can support that. Another area too is to look at greater policy reform and thinking about tools and supports for workplaces for where sexual violence can occur. The other really important part of this investment is making sure we're understanding how well we're doing, and so ensuring that we've got really strong monitoring and evaluation and learning support to continue to improve what we're doing. We want to share that learning back with the communities and the sector and the groups that we're working with so that we can all learn how to do this better together.
Yeah, because in the ACC launching of Sexual Violence Prevention Initiative, it mentioned that New Zealand has one of the highest rates of sexual violence in the OECD. Why do you think that is?
There are lots of factors that mean that violence can occur, and certainly there are historical elements to that. When we talk to particularly our Māori sector and the folks that we work with is there, you know, often colonisation and some of the long-term effects of colonisation are indicated as causes of violence, and the fact that some of those norms and experiences that people have continue to contribute to that. We know that there are broader societal kind of systemic challenges and determinants, such as issues of poverty and housing and education, access to health, a whole range of those factors that can challenge that. Gender and gender norms is also a big contributing factor, and so when there are very rigid gender norms around people's identity and how people think relationships should work and sort of how we perceive one another, that can be a really challenging factor when it comes to either, you know, supporting and continuing violence or stopping violence from occurring. The other thing I would say as well, and you know, for New Zealand, we do, I think, have quite good mechanisms of reporting violence. And so obviously, you know, through ACC we receive upwards of 8 to 10,000 sexual violence claims every year. So because we cover and have full coverage of the consequences of that, we have mechanisms so that we can actually report on that, and similarly through the police. So whilst we have very high rates, I think we also have high reported rates, and so that's something else that I think is actually a really good thing. Not obviously the high rates, but the fact that we have these mechanisms where people can come forward and report, and we can capture really the full size and scale of the issue that we're trying to grapple with.
And when do you think we will start to see the impact of this ACC launch?
Yeah, so we, as I say, we're looking to design and develop a number of these initiatives, and we're getting started now. We know that we can't do this alone. This is not for ACC alone to do. So we are looking to partner and work with a range of groups and communities to make sure that this is a success. We are going to be tracking and monitoring our progress, and we've created some leading indicators that will tell us we're on the right way. The reality is, though, that to really shift the tide on sexual violence in this country, it is going to take time. It's going to take time, and it's going to take a range of people working together in order to do that. So we do expect over a horizon of the next sort of 10 to 20 years that we will be well on our way. But we do need to measure the impact of the things that we're doing here and now, and we're going to be doing that over the next few years.
That was ACC's Chief Customer Officer, Emma Powell, talking about ACC's Sexual Violence Prevention Initiative launch.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.